But before we start, let me ask you guys a question. Does this guy look like Connor?
But I'm a Muslim. This is what a Muslim person looks like if you haven't met one before. It's 2018.
We call it hijama. It's something that is highly recommended.
This is the deen.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you guys doing? Greetings of peace. That's what it means. We even had our friend Conor McGregor giving the salams.
Assalamu alaikum.
Now, I've had some of you guys request me to comment on some of the interactions between Khabib and Conor, and I thought I'd do that. But before we start, let me ask you guys a question. Does this guy look like Conor?
But I'm a Muslim. This is what a Muslim person looks like if you haven't met one before. It's 2018.
Again, does this Irish man...
Cry me a river.
Again, doesn't this brother... Doesn't he look like Conor McGregor, or is that just me?
I don't have to deal with any of this because nobody confuses me for a Muslim. They never ask me. But what I do at home, that's my business, and that's what makes you a Muslim. You have your religion, I have mine.
I wanted to point out something that I found, first and foremost, very interesting, as it is a practice that I myself have incorporated into my life. And now we see Conor McGregor, who one might ask, is he trying to get an edge like Khabib, who's been actually doing this, what we call hijama, for quite some time, I believe. But recently, there's been some pictures of Conor doing what is also known as cupping. We call it hijama. It's something that is highly recommended by the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. It's something that has tremendous health benefits. It's something that I've also done a live session on myself, and there'll be a link in the description where I'll take you guys from the beginning to the end of a complete session of the hijama, and we'll also get some of the health benefits from it from the professional who does it, with a medical doctor commenting at the end. And I found that very interesting. We got some pictures of Khabib doing the hijama. And then one might ask, is Conor, because obviously he's studying Khabib's life right now, he's trying to get into the mind of Khabib, he's looking at his lifestyles, and he seemed like he picked up a good practice, the hijama. But I'm going to tell you something even better that he can get the edge on and he should pick up on. Now, the first thing I want to comment on is the peace be with you.
Assalamu alaikum.
You know, over 1.7 billion human beings around the world, Muslims. And Muslim is simply one who has chosen freely to submit his or her will to the creator of the heavens and the earth, of the universe. And it was interesting to hear Conor McGregor saying the salams.
Assalamu alaikum.
Now, was he expressing that in a thoughtful, kind way, or was he mocking Khabib? I'll let you guys be the judge. But I believe that when anyone knows the meaning of certain words, it really helps them to appreciate them much more. And when you know what assalamu alaikum means, and that it is also connected to who Christians love and adore, Jesus, he also greeted his followers at his time. He didn't say, hey, what's up, guys? He would say, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom alaikum. Moses, Abraham, and every messenger that the Creator sent, they all greeted their followers with this greeting of peace. So next time you hear a Muslim say, assalamu alaikum, you can appreciate that even more. Now in that next clip, you see Conor offering Khabib, who's a Muslim, some whiskey.
I don't drink.
Why don't you drink?
I don't drink.
Why don't you drink?
I never drink.
I'll tell you, some booze at parties.
I never drink.
You're mad backwards.
Now, it's interesting to note that he also called him backwards because he refused to take the alcohol. Actually, Khabib is moving quite forward and clearly, according to the latest scientific developments, Khabib is moving forward not because of these scientific developments, But these developments show that not even any amount of alcohol is good for a human being.
If you're a drinker, we hate to be the ones to break some sobering news to you, but a major new study says no amount of alcohol is good for your overall health, not even that cheeky glass of red wine you might be holding as we speak on a Friday evening. A survey in the Lancet Medical Journal says the overall risk of liquor outweighs any known benefit. It says alcohol accounted for nearly 1 in 10 deaths in people between the ages of 15 and 49. That data was recorded in 2016. Across all age groups, alcohol was associated with 2.8 million deaths that year.
Did you get that? No amount of alcohol, according to science, is good for the human being. That means not even in moderation. The previous studies that were conducted where people get this common mantra that they throw off, like one glass of wine is okay, or a little bit. This was all based on studies funded by the alcohol industry to go ahead and catch more fish or get more people like yourselves who are on the fence, maybe, because those who are going to drink, they're going to drink no matter what. But people now who are maybe more health conscious, they cared for their body, for their health, for their mind. They didn't want it to deteriorate. They were more conscious of this. Now, they actually got on board because of some of these studies. But now, like Khabib, he's actually moving forward with the times. But it's interesting, he didn't refuse it because of these scientific studies. He refused it because this is a command from the Creator. Now, Connor, also, we believe he's a Christian. Many people don't know that in the Bible, alcohol is also prohibited. So Khabib is more in line with even the Bible and definitely in line with what is pleasing to his Creator by abstaining from alcohol. And we don't have to get into the wisdoms on why it's been prohibited. There's one example from this scientific study of all the tremendous health disasters that are called, not to talk about all the murders and rapes and all of the detriment to society, the broken homes, alcoholism. And anyone who consumes, there's different levels of alcoholism. Someone who's dependent on alcohol, if it's daily, weekly, few days a week, might be a lower level alcoholic as opposed to a higher level of alcoholic. But alcoholics aren't happy people. They're not happy people. You cannot be happy in life when you're destroying your life drinking alcohol. And at the end of the day, it's usually a dead end. And they all end up at the end, if they don't get help for this, they end up destroying their lives. So this is one point of benefit that people can take. The discipline that Khabib has, one towards his Creator, and the love that he has towards his Creator to abstain away from the things that are prohibited, alcohol being one of those things, and you can really respect that. Now, the Irish people and the Muslims have a great history behind them, and the Irish are very loyal, good people who don't forget compassion and love that was shown to them. At one point in history, there was a famine called the potato famine. And at this point in history, you had starvation that was being rampant, diseases. And the Muslim ruler at that time stepped forward and sent money and food and humanitarian aid to help contribute to getting the Irish people out of this crisis. And to this day, the Irish are thankful and they have not forgotten this great good that the Muslims did towards their brothers in humanity, the Irish. Now, it's very nice to see this brother. I believe he's from Ireland and he's Irish. someone who accepted Islam, who kind of looks like Conor McGregor, it's amazing because it shows how Islam transcends nationalism, nationality, language, colors, because it's a universal way of life based on pure monotheism, and it brings purpose of life to the human being. So it's very nice to see this brother who accepted Islam. Now, in closing, when we see Connor praising and taking Jesus as a God,
thank the Lord, Jesus.
This is something when we usually ask people to think on why they do something which is not, nor was it sanctioned by Jesus himself. We see often repeated and done a blind imitation of people following what their ancestors did. And this is a statement that is told to us in the Quran. When you ask a people, why do they worship their ancestors? Why do they worship human beings, prophets? Or they do some of the things that are prevalent in their culture. Based on no evidence, they say, we found our ancestors doing this. So then they blindly follow them, even though they were ignorant of the truth. And they also followed a blind culture. So this is something where Conor McGregor, he might be a great fighter, but his Irishman who accepted Islam, that is the definition of courage, to be able to go above and beyond what everyone in your family is doing, copying people blindly, imitating the culture around you, scared to look into the truth. Islam is easy to understand, but many people are not courageous enough, bold enough to step up and to live it, because that's the real challenge. That's where you need real courage, because you will be persecuted, possibly. You will be made fun of, possibly. People will ridicule you, possibly. But this brother, he had the courage to do that. And this is where Conor McGregor and others can get the edge, because you'll be connected directly to God. You see, as a Muslim, we love Jesus. We love him as he should be respected and loved, as a mighty messenger. But why do we not worship him? Because he never, ever in his entire life claimed to be God or a literal son of God. Now, metaphorically, we're all children of God, metaphorically, but not literally. And son of God, according to the Jew, this meant someone, and in that language, meant someone who was pious, righteous, close to God, but not a literal son of God. Then you'd have two gods, the one God, and then Jesus is the son of God. You have two gods, and then a third God, and then you have the Trinity, and then you have confusion. But this is where you get the edge, where it's simple, easy to digest, where you turn yourself humbly to your Creator alone, pure monotheism. And you do what Jesus did, because Jesus, he fell on his face and he prayed to who? Himself? No, he prayed to the one God. And we'll give you three more points to think about, along with the one that's already mentioned, that Jesus never ever called people to worship himself as a creator, but he worshiped the Creator. You can find this also in the Lord's Prayer. Another point is his companions that knew him the best, his companions that were always with him, his disciples, they never ever worshiped him, nor when he departed from this earthly life, they never went out and called people to worship him. They continued the legacy of calling people to worship the Creator alone and not the creation. And another reason why, a great proof, you can find this in the Bible in Mark 13:32. We know that God Almighty is all-knowing of everything. And we ask our Christian brethren, our friends, and we do this out of the love, sharing this information, not to try to put someone down. We ask them, God is all-knowing. They'll say, yes, God knows everything. He's not ignorant of anything. Was Jesus all-knowing? Did Jesus know everything? Because if he was God, he would have to know everything. But when he was asked, according to the Bible, when is that day, meaning the day of judgment, how did he respond? Jesus replied, of that day, knows no man, meaning nobody, neither the Son, nor the angels, nor anyone on earth knows about when the day of judgment is coming. Nobody knows it except God Almighty, except the Creator, in Arabic, Allah, in Aramaic, Allah. So this would disqualify him of being God. And this is a simple, easy to understand verse on why we don't take him as a God, but we love him as a messenger who was sent by God. And so many people are accepting this because it makes sense. As Abraham was sent by God, and Moses was sent by God, and Muhammad, the last and final messenger, was sent by God, Jesus was also sent by God to call you to the purpose of life, to give you instructions on how to live life, to warn you about the hellfire, to give you glad tidings of paradise and what you need to do to get to it, and avoiding the punishment of the hellfire. So point number two was that his disciples, they never worshipped Jesus nor called anyone to worship him. Three, and we'll conclude, his blessed mother Mary, Maryam. There's a whole chapter named after his blessed mother in the Quran. She carried Jesus for around 9 months. Was she worshiping Jesus when he was in her belly? No, she worshiped the one that Jesus worshiped while he was in the belly, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Then she gave birth to Jesus. She didn't give birth to God. She gave birth to Jesus. So Mary, the mother of Jesus, she carried him, she breastfed him, she fed him. And then when she continued on with her life, she didn't worship him, nor did she call others to worship him. She worshiped the one who created her and him and this whole universe and everything in it. So this is where Conor McGregor can get an edge like Khabib has, by connecting directly to the one who created them, who created this universe and everything in it. And I want you to take a look at the lookalike Conor McGregor, our brother. From Ireland, take an example on how he's praying. Check out Khabib. What's he saying now? What's he doing? He's praying to the Creator. Why don't you do that? If you're a Khabib fan and you want to get the edge in life, why don't you try doing what Khabib is doing? I can tell you right now what he's saying in that prayer. We say it 17 times a day. Calling out to the Creator, saying all praise is to Allah, God Almighty, the most merciful, the compassionate, master of the day of judgment. You alone we worship. You alone we seek for help. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you have favored, not those of those who have earned your anger or have gone astray. So why don't you start out with that prayer? Humble yourself. Look right now how Khabib is putting his forehead, humbling himself on the ground, and ask for direction and purpose in life. You can't go wrong, but you can get the edge from doing it. Hopefully there'll be some benefit here. Thank you very much. Like, share, hit the notification button, and we'll see you here every week on The Deen Show. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, how you guys doing?
Don't be scared. Are you guys ready? I'm ready.
We're going to start.
There might be some muscle tension in that area.
Hey, Gemma.
You are giving up bad blood of your body
that your body does not want.
Yeah, man.